with Heritage Highlights. This is Bob Barton for Union Bank of Benton, the bank you can depend on.
At 27, he inherited the largest fortune in New England from his uncle, which made him one of the richest men in the colonies. He went into business in Boston, but as a businessman, he was mediocre at best. So in 1775, his friend Samuel Adams encouraged him to go into politics. As it turned out, he was not very good in politics either, but his social position and his financial contributions helped him to become a symbol of the revolutionary movement in Boston, and later as president of the Continental Congress. It was during his term that the Declaration of Independence was drafted, and it was his signature on that document that made him immortal. He was first to sign, and he wrote his name boldly. He said so that the King of England can read it without his glasses. Even today, you're likely to hear his name when you have something to sign with your own John Hancock.
Bob Barton for the Union Bank of Benton, with convenient branches on Military Road in Benton, in Bryant, and Shannon Hills.